From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won praise for the Trump administration from a leading Democrat not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move.
Absolutely. It was a strong move forward. It was great to see China and Russia join us in that. It now needs to be followed up with diplomacy where we get China and the United States working with the same strategy with North Korea to find a way that we can ease the tension and get North Korea to change directions.
The sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously Friday puts more limits on imports that support North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war. Afghan officials say a suicide blast today in Kabul killed two intelligence officers and four civilians, while wounding two others. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the blast. Today's bombing comes a week after the Islamic State claimed an attack on a National Directorate of Security training facility in Kabul. Nearly a million people in southern Vietnam face evacuation from the path of a deadly typhoon sweeping in from the South China Sea. The National Disaster Prevention Committee says more than 70,000 people have already moved from low-lying areas. Typhoon Tembin killed at least 230 people and left 75,000 homeless in the Philippines. You're listening to the Voice of America in Washington. This is VOA. Pope Francis delivered his traditional Christmas message today. In it, he called for a two-state solution to find peace in the Middle East and prayed that confrontation can be overcome on the Korean Peninsula. The pontiff's Christmas message has become an occasion for popes to survey suffering in the world and press for solutions. Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, with a colorful march through Manger Square. But religion mixed heavily with politics in Bethlehem, which is ruled by the internationally backed Palestinian Authority. Father Pierre Battista Pizballa spoke at the Mass.
We are called here as inhabitants of this land, not to possess it, but to serve it. What we do here is a service for all humanity, not just for ourselves.
Two big signs in Manger Square declared that Jerusalem will always be the eternal capital of Palestine. That was a play on words regarding Israeli claims, backed in a declaration by President Trump 3 weeks ago, that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel. Jerusalem goes to the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Pakistan allowed the wife and mother of convicted Indian spy Kobhushan Yadav to meet him Monday, saying the step was taken purely on humanitarian grounds. This was Yadav's first meeting with his family since he was captured in March 2016 for entering Pakistan on a fake identity as well as fake travel documents. India rejects the charges against him, saying he has no connection with the government. Peru's president has pardoned former authoritarian leader Alberto Fujimori. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports. We'll try to get to that report later in the newscast. Russian election officials on Monday formally barred Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny from running for president next year. They say he is ineligible because of a past criminal conviction. Navalny claims the conviction was politically motivated. He has called for a boycott of the March election. The Somali Football Federation has announced plans to host international games beginning next year because of improving security. Somalia hosted its last international match in Mogadishu in 1988. Following the collapse of the state in 1991, the Somalia national soccer team was forced to play its home games abroad in a neutral country, mainly in the region, denying it the all-important home advantage that other teams enjoy against opponents. That's the latest news. I'm Jim Bertel, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.